And good morning, everybody. It is 8:31 here at AM 1340 KXEO. Time for an abbreviated sports show this morning. The buzzer beater, Matt Pilger here. Michael Doherty in the studio. Good morning.
Yep. I love radio days.
I do too.
Jim and Bob kick it off. You can't ask for a better pair to kick things off.
Jim Dye had to tell everyone he was here before I was this morning.
I'm sure he did.
That normally doesn't happen. Brendan McKee on in the studio as well. Good morning, Brendan.
Morning.
We are going to talk a little bit about local sports this morning. It was announced last week, the week before, a promotion over at the Missouri Military Academy. One of our own, Gil Hooker, is in the studio here this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. Glad to have you in. You are the
Great
new head coach of the MMA basketball team, and I want to say congratulations first
appreciate
off on that promotion.
You. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about you grew up in Vandalia, as I understand it.
Yes, sir. I was a three-sport athlete in Vandalia. I went to Vanfar High School.
Vanfar High School. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the sports you played there.
Well, I did football, basketball, and track.
Nice. You hold some records in track, as I understand
it. Yeah, I still have the sprint records there, the 100 and the 200 record, yeah. And then my baby brother has came behind me now to try to claim my 200.
Uh-oh.
It was actually a tie, so we'll see about that.
Yeah. Is he still going to school?
He's actually in college. He graduated college at Culver. Yeah.
The way I understand it is Ty goes to the first guy who set the record.
There you go. There you go. Or the older brother always wins.
Very, very nice. Talk about being a three-sport athlete a little bit, you know, the importance of that. We have a lot of students today that really kind of just focus on one sport, but what's your philosophy on that? Is it better to do multiple sports?
Well, anytime I talk about sports, I always try to apply it to myself. So I was a three-sport athlete. I know football made me stronger and more physically and mentally. Basketball made me quicker and made me have more conditioning. And track actually made me an overall better athlete. So I think those are the benefits.
No doubt about it. MMA basketball program, you've been there for a couple of years. You've been the assistant. What's that like coaching MMA basketball? And I'm sure that you have a wide variety of skills coming into the MMA that you're coaching over there, right?
Yes, sir. Yes. My first year I was under Dave Mahern. He was a big sets guy. He's from Indiana. He was a great coach. Seawalk came after him. He was big on fundamentals. I learned a lot from both of them. They're both great, you know. On the court and off the court. Yeah.
How tough is it coaching at MMA? I mean, I worked there for a little while, and you from year to year, you just don't know who you're going to have. That's got to be, you know, a tough situation, and that, you know, you can't really sometimes, not all the time, but some you just have trouble developing kids because they don't stay in the
there
program.
Yeah, you said it. I recognize the challenges at MMA, the transferring students. The limited practice time, you got, you know, a bunch of, you know, foreign kids coming in.
Yeah.
As you said, you know, you don't know what you're coming in, but I do know.
They thought they were signing up for soccer. They're
the soccer program's pretty good now.
Yeah.
So
they're like, how come we're not kicking this ball?
There you go. So the way I approach a lot of things is relationships. So I believe, you know, building relationships and, you know, once I establish those relationships and if I can keep some guys over the years, I think that's where your success will come.
Yeah.
You know, when the win and loss column. So,
Mr. Many is somebody that you're familiar with. AD over at the MMA. Talk about
Brian never yelled, right? He never raised his voice.
Never.
I mean, I've been around Brian, you know, for a couple of games.
Coach Many, he's something. Coach Many is the reason why I wanted to actually become a coach. He's become a great mentor, and I followed him over at MMA, and he, you know, initially hired me. So, you know, this came open and I accepted it. So,
how much of a relationship did you have with him? Obviously, he was the coach at Vanfar, I'm guessing, while you were there.
Yes, he was my basketball coach.
Yeah. So how much of a relationship did you have in high school as opposed to the relationship, obviously, you have now?
Well, like I said, he was a mentor, but then he was like
an antagonist. He was a coach. He was the guy making you run sprints.
So he was a player's coach, and I model a lot of my practices after him. So he was a player's coach, and he was like a mentor. And he whenever I was, you know, going through a lot, when I was in high school. Yeah. He was there for me, so he was like a father figure. Sure. Well, so,
what happens with the assistant's position now? You're moving up from assistant to head coach?
I really don't have time, but I appreciate
it. The offer was almost made. Now you've turned it down.
So I always say a head coach is only good as assistants. I got Coach Smith, who's going to be returning over there. He was a collegiate athlete. And my baby brother, who's trying to claim my 200-meter dash, is going to be coming over there. And he was a very successful
Now, what's athlete. your baby brother's name?
Verlin Johnson. Okay. Verlin Johnson and my other assistant. Coach is Trayvon Smith.
Okay.
And then, of course, my other baby brother, Verdell Johnson, is going to come help as well.
So. Very nice. Yeah,
so. Keeping it all in the family.
Oh, yeah. Keep it family-wise.
Yeah. Well, you got to. Yeah. You've got to. We've heard a lot about basketball summer camps going on with several schools. Is that something that MMA is able to do during the summer?
It's something that me and Minnie was have to talk to. It's kind of hard, like you said, the challenges of like, knowing what kids are coming in or not coming in. I know we do have a junior high program that plays in January. That's about all. It's just small talk right now.
Because those kids come from all over the country.
Yeah, you don't know.
Mind flying in for a five-day camp?
Yeah, there you go. Some of the players do transfer in January. So, yeah. I mean, like, you don't have a full roster. You don't know your full roster is until January.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Brendan, you going to jump in? You have any questions for Coach Hooker this morning?
I was just thinking, which of the philosophies do you think have to be different between being an assistant coach and a head coach? Like, how do you have to change your philosophy as a leader and really, like, getting your word across to the players, especially since you say, like, some of the players are in and out?
So, like I said, I've been assistant for several years, so I believe that assistants needs to bark out what the culture of the head coach is trying to express. So I think the difference is, you know, you even though you are the head, the assistants are just as important as the head. So like I said, the head coach is only as good as assistant, you know. So
any returning players from last year?
I got a 6'7" kid that's coming back.
Play him.
Yes. Starter.
See, I told you I could coach.
We're definitely gonna try to get him the ball more. We got a couple of other guards that are supposed to be coming back. So
let him rebound.
We don't know until August. So
put him down low. Put him down low so he can rebound.
August, he can shoot a little bit.
Man, I'm good.
You thought he's gonna be the point guard, Brent?
He might try to be.
He might try. Right.
Maybe that just shouldn't come.
Well, listen, I appreciate you taking some time out with us this Saturday morning. This is an abbreviated sports show today because we're in the middle of Kiwanis Radio Days, but I want to say best of luck on the upcoming season.
Thank you for the invite, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
Absolutely. We'll be watching some of your games this season for sure and getting some updates from there. He is the head coach of the boys basketball team, Gil Hooker, the Missouri Military Academy. Our guest this morning on the sports show, The Buzzer Beater. We'll be back next Saturday morning for a full show at 8:30. For Michael Doherty and for Brendan McKeon, I'm Matt Pilger, and you've been listening to Sports Talk on AM 1340 KXEO.